dog wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, it's been shockingly nice. You want your freedom?
I love the lyrics to this. So you guys out there that love Portal 2 that are playing the game, I'm sorry, this is a bit of a spoiler. This is the end, and I had to shut it off immediately after I downloaded it. Really, this should not play when I did. This is not what played. But I can't tell you what place it is, because you have to sit there and watch it all the way to the end. Well, maybe this is on a different version. You know, I wasn't, Portal released has different information. Information, different endings for different consoles. I thought I read something like that.
Could be.
For the Xbox 360, all right, let me rephrase this. I beat, or because there's two of us, beat. Oh, you're warbly. Let it go.
Calm crap, I hate you. Seriously.
That came out pretty clear. That was good.
Co-op mode.
Okay, let me translate. She said you beat the co-op mode all the way to the end.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it all the way to the end.
So, good morning, peoples. Hope GLaDOS woke a lot of you up. Wow, the coffee and green tea's kicking in. I love it.
Yay.
Well, I just got my birthday present from Miss Ginger, and I'm happy to tell you all there will be a wedding sometime today between me and the link plushie that she got me. I'll be putting it up on our Facebook page, by the way. Me and him.
I was going to grab you the one that you posted on our page, but you actually have to sew that one and make it yourself. And
oh, hell no, I can't sew.
Yeah, no, it would have come out all bloody and stained from my blood, so, yeah.
No, you can't sew either.
I cannot sew.
Now I can sew.
I'll end up sewing myself to it, but.
Yeah, I can crochet and knit like nobody's business, and I have gifts for all of everybody here on GGR sitting in a bag in the back of my bedroom. They will get to you at some point, and a couple other people, too, that I have gifts for. They're like, where is my blanket? Good thing you weren't waiting on me out in the tundra, isn't it? I'm sorry, guys. Y'all know I'm like, I think I'm going to go ahead and admit it. I think I have ADD. But anyway, good morning. It's a lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay, and I'm Ginger.
And I'm Link's wife. Okay. I love my Link. He's looking at me while I do the news. I should have on my Link t-shirt. That's what I should have on today. Oof. Okay, anyway, no touching ourselves during the news. So many interesting things going on. Remember we had no news for you yesterday? Now we got too much. We don't know where to start.
Story. Too much news this morning.
Wow. You would not believe. Do you hear that?
I do.
People.
Mm-hmm. All right, so while Corey is killing people, I'm going to step into my first story so that she can, you know, kill him in privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Your ticket to happiness. The Saturn consumer electronics chain launches advanced ticket sales for Gamescom 2011 in Cologne. Saturn has sounded the bell for advanced ticket sales for Gamescom 2011 from August 18th to the 21st of 2011. The motto of the trade fair's ground in Cologne will be "Celebrate the Games." That is where the largest trade fair and event highlight for interactive games and entertainment will be held. Gaming fans from all over the world are already eagerly awaiting this event and can hardly wait to find out about the latest international trends and innovations in the interactive entertainment sector. Anyone wanting to join the fun can now purchase the highly coveted tickets at all 144 Saturn stores in Germany. Gamescom will be opening the stores to the general public from... all right, come on. I got to gripe for real quick. Europe people? I know y'all are all weird, and you're all, you know, about being special and all this fun stuff, but learn to write the dates the correct way. You're doing it wrong.
All right. Anyway. We're doing it wrong.
No. No. All right. So this is happening from the 18th through the 21st of August, 2011. For the third time, following the success of the past 2 years, numerous exhibitors have again increased the size of their booths, thus creating more room for games and the largest innovations. This year, Saturn is once again the exclusive partner for tickets to the trade fair. The Ticket to Happiness, i.e. an admission ticket to Gamescom, is therefore now available at all Saturn stores throughout Germany. Those purchasing a ticket can choose between day tickets. Oh my God, the weather here is killing me. Day tickets for Thursday and Friday costing 10 euros, reduced ticket price of 6 euros, and day tickets for Saturday and Sunday costing 13.50 euros, reduced ticket price 9 euros, as well as season tickets costing 29 euros. The advantages of advanced ticket purchase are obvious. Visitors to the trade fair can go straight into the entertainment area without first having to stand in line at the ticket booths. In addition, the tickets allow visitors to use all types of public transport belonging to the, Rhein-Sieg and Rhein-Ruhr transport systems for free during the trade fair, which runs, again, through August 18th through the 21st of 2011. Yay!
And then she went into warble right after she did the story. It was so clear and lovely.
And you know what? I love it because I actually typed out euros this time. They didn't just put the stupid little C or L symbol. I still have no idea what it is.
That's because they like to confuse us. That's why.
Here's the date.
Oh, yeah. Right. Ginger's turning into GLaDOS right before our eyes.
Mm. All right. It's Corey's turn.
Are you gonna? You're not going to try to feed me cake or anything. Y'all should know, when I was looking for that song, there were tons of recipes for the GLaDOS cake. I got to make that. I think I got to do that. I have to. I really have to. I'll let y'all know how it comes out. Anyway, those of you who like the game U-Star, well, they're saying the Duke, and Dusty Bottoms hit consoles as U-Star 2 introduces 45 new downloadable scenes. A spring harvest of new movie scenes, theme packs, and Hollywood sets will be available throughout the month of May to the growing U-Star 2 community as U-Star Entertainment Group today announced its next edition of downloadable content for U-Star 2, the socially networked movie karaoke performance video game for the Kinect, the PlayStation, and I think that's it, Kinect and PlayStation. They didn't do Wii. Computer Entertainment System, of course, is available for purchase through the in-game U-Store, Xbox Live Marketplace, and the PSN. Stop rolling your eyes. New individual scenes and scene packs are launching online every Tuesday. The U-Star Playground is, guess what, an exciting new way for players to connect and interact with each other across the globe, as well as a direct line of communication with the community to hear what scenes they want to play. This is from Nicholas Reichenbach, who's the Chief Content Officer for U-Star Entertainment Group. He says, thanks to great fan feedback, U-Star is a constantly expanding universe that delivers the most popular scenes in Hollywood. I'm not going to read all of these to you, but they're interesting enough to make me want to pick up this game. I wasn't paying this game any attention. For you older people out there, The Big Lebowski, I'm the Dude, The Blair Witch Project, I'm Scared to Close My Eyes, more up-to-date, The Hangover, Doug is Missing. I love that movie, just because Bradley Cooper's in it. Anyway, Matrix Revolutions, Give 'Em Hell, The Terminator, You're Terminated. Just to name a few. Oh, Tropic Thunder, the Scorcher trailer. Oh, man, I got to get that. Okay, so the entire packs are listed on our site right now. Go by and check them out if you have U-Star 2 and you want to see what some of your favorite scenes made the list. There's a ton on here. I mean, for old and young alike, some of you older people will even enjoy this for our time. Yeah. Anyway.
For our time.
Now, there is also, if you have not played, you want to see what U-Star 2 is like, there is a free Facebook game. So you don't have to own the console to play. You can rate and share, comment, and do the mashup performances produced by U-Star console game performers on their page. And we have that up for you, or we will have it up for you in just a second as well. Looks interesting. They also have a Twitter. I like when they have all the stuff they're supposed to have. You go, Gareth.
Yes. We do like it when they have all the stuff they're supposed to have.
Yes.
Some of the stuff she's supposed to have today. There we go. Oh, maybe there we go. Yeah, there we go. It was was doing this weird flippy back and forth thing. All right, I'm pulling this story from... Ooh, I will totally cut them. Ooh, hey, look, there's a new website for me. GamePolitics.com this morning, World of Warcraft Cenarian Hatchling emerges for Japan release efforts. Looks like World of Warcraft is joining in on the fun and helping out Japan now. Blizzard Entertainment has released a new World of Warcraft companion to the pet store with 100% of the proceeds, 100%, ooh, I love that, 100% nice. Of the proceeds going to relief efforts for Japan. World of Warcraft players...
You know, if you were talking all that time, we heard nothing, Ginger, but applause.
No. World of Warcraft players that purchase a new pet can take comfort in the fact that they are getting a new in-game friend and that all the money they paid for it goes to help Japan with its ongoing relief efforts. The Cenarian Hatchling costs $10 USD. The Cenarian Hatchling is the twin of the rare Hippogriff Hatchling pet players could randomly encounter in the first World of Warcraft trading card game set.
Hippogriff?
Hippogriff. Mm-hmm.
I love hippogriffs.
Heroes Azeroth, trading card, by the way. Now he's available for your pleasure.
Okay, that you warbled real hard there, and it came out ribbed for her pleasure. I just want to let you know what you said. That's what I heard. So.
Oh, God. Yes, the Cenarian Hatchling, now ribbed for your pleasure. Available for you. For every Cenarian Hatchling purchased between now and July 31st, Blizzard 100% of the $10 USD adoption fee to the American Red Cross's Japan Earthquake and Pacific Tsunami Relief Efforts. So if you want one of those, you should head over to the U.S. Battle.net page and buy one.
I think Comcast is really not liking me today. That's a mean thing they're doing.
Or crap, all you guys, seriously, gonna file a complaint. Better yet, I'm just gonna start a huge, big internet Twitter war. I hate you.
I think we need to. You know what? I think I'm gonna start a petition, a good petition, begging Verizon to come. Please bring your Fios, because this is, I can't take it anymore. I really can't.
You count first.
Yeah, you're warbled. But say again one more time, because he might be back.
If they come into Texas, they need to come through my town first, okay?
They need to come through everywhere, because it's just, I can't deal with Comcast anymore. And then they want to cap you, and they don't even give you good service. Yeah.
You know, I might not mind if it were good service, but you'll have crappy service. Crappy service.
It is very crappy. And I might be warbled. Lovely. I might sound fine to you. Oh, God, I spent a good portion of the day talking to somebody from England yesterday, and I now have picked up their accent. I'm sorry. I'm trying to turn it off. Because I was about to go right into an English accent just then. Did you hear that when I was talking? Okay, petition will be formed. It was very hot. Anyway.
I'm going to do the show in that accent. Because Ginger would not be paying attention to what she's trying to read at all.
I wouldn't be paying attention to what I'm trying to read. England. I love your people over there. You guys have no idea how much.
Yes,
I love English. Second only to the French in my heart. Of course, I don't like to hear French people speak English at all. They should never speak English. As they probably say, I should never speak French. However, moving right along.
Kind of hot.
My French sucks. Okay, so as if EA didn't have enough, and they sent this to us this morning. I wish I could find it. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm looking for the story. I've lost it. I'm on my Windows. Okay. Apparently, EA acquired Real Racing developer Firemint. They've announced the acquisition of the Australian developer Firemint, the iOS team who's responsible for Flight Control and Real Racing. Firemint team is remarkable for its critical and commercial success, commented Barry Cottle, who's the executive president and GM of EA Interactive. He says having them as part of EAI, you notice that? New brand? EAI, as in, they're Apple. So we'll accelerate our position as worldwide leader in game development for mobile devices and online gaming platforms. The studio will now become a part of EAI, the Electronic Arts division responsible for social business, Playfish. There was also an interview with Fireman's Rob Murray that's over at GameIndustry.biz about iOS and iPad 2 development. You can go over and check that out as well. And we'll have our PR up in just a second. I'm having some serious after effects from Benadryl. I'm going to have to, yeah. Ginger, are you still with us? Did we lose?
No, I'm still here. I'm looking at a story, and my brain is killing
itself. Well, here's the lovely thing. I'm worried, you know, about EA because, you know, they try to buy everything.
EA, they do, and they ruin it. They break everything.
They do. But I also wanted them to step into the iOS market because of, remember that guy I talked about, Neil? Neil, who was saying we are the future and you big game companies are the past,
mm-hmm.
not realizing these big game companies have a buku bucks and can step into your little pond at any time and blow you out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They're coming for you, Neil. Anyway.
Coming for you, Neil. You're in trouble, Neil.
Yeah, as soon as EA stepped in, that's the shark right there. The shark is in the
mm-hmm.
water. You're
mm-hmm.
the blood. It's over. Okay, so.
Speaking of blood.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I told you, my brain is stabbing itself over the story this morning. Oh, my God. Stupid people. We should make, like, a whole section on the website where I can post stupid people stories. Three arrested at Shinboku Con 2011. Oh, yes. Three men attending Shinboku Con 2011 in Westlake, Iowa, Ohio this weekend.
Oh, bad. Slip up, Ginger. Bad.
I know, right? Sorry, Ohio, didn't mean to insult you. This weekend ended their attendance to the three-day anime video game culture event by going to jail. Police arrested two attendees of the anime and video game conference at about 7:15 p.m. on April 30th. The two men, a 27-year-old Cleveland resident and a 21-year-old Canal Fulton man, got into an argument over how the younger gentleman was playing an undisclosed video game. Oh, yes, it gets worse. The younger man was so agitated by the critique that he punched the other man in the mouth an hour after the initial argument. Police arrested the younger man for assault, but the old man, also proving just how stupid he is, decided to spit on an officer. And both men were released later that he... Yes, but I wish I could say that's the end of the story, but it's not. It gets worse. On the same day, police returned to the Holiday Inn where the event was being held for another call. Around 8 p.m., an 18-year-old Lorian man started damaging hotel property. Coincidentally, the suspect turned out to be the brother of a 10-year-old Lorian man who was arrested earlier in the evening for spitting on us.
Oh, you went warbly. To say that again? It was who's a who?
The suspect turned out to be the brother of the 27-year-old Cleveland man who was arrested earlier in the evening for spitting on an officer.
Oh.
Yes, the 18-year-old had left the hotel when police arrived, but was arrested later in the parking lot of the nearby Board of Education. He and a friend were waiting there while another 22-year-old man checked to see what happened to his brother. Officer arrested the 18-year-old for criminal damage and underage consumption of alcohol. Yeah, imagine that there was alcohol involved, right?
Mm.
Yeah, they also arrested the 18-year-old friend for underage consumption. Both were later released. Yeah, the writer goes on to say maybe a few less morons will attend next year's ShinbukuCon. If you didn't know, ShinbukuCon is an annual event that features video games, cardboard games.
Oh, warble, warble, warble. They hate you, Ginger.
Anyways, so this has card games, board games, tournaments, cosplay, exhibitors, and more. Yay! Shinbuko!
You sound
and
so
you
happy.
Three guys are idiots.
Of course they are. Yes. Of course they are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You punch somebody because they tell you you're playing a game wrong. Come on.
Well, you know, I wish I could say this was far-fetched, but, you know, there's grown men who punch each other over football, too, and that's a game, too. But, hey, what do I know?
It's dumb. Y'all are dumb.
I say take it to the console, people, and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
shoot you both, it'll be all good.
Right. Well, Ubisoft has decided that they're tired of people making bad gaming movies, so they're going to make a few bad ones themselves. Ubisoft confirms the founding of Ubisoft Motion Pictures. Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell publisher Ubisoft has created a new film and television division over in France, although it's not yet revealed its first project. According to Variety magazine, the division is based in Paris and will be headed by Jean-Julien Bernet, former CEO of Luc Besson's Europa Corp. Luc Besson's, I think, the guy that made The Fifth Element. Yeah. Which is, it's a cult classic, but it's not a great movie. I love to watch it as comfort movie. You know, those days when you're stuck indoors. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a great movie. Yeah. And I like to look at Bruce Willis when, you know, back in the day. Anyway, Gainsborough co-founder Dieter Lupfer is the head of production and development, and the former Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures France distribution chief Jean Delvielle is head of marketing and international sales. So far, Ubisoft's not made any official announcements in English, confirming only the division's existence and that no projects have been announced. Like most publishers, Ubisoft has had its foray into Hollywood, including, and this is not boding well for them, Uwe Boll's Far Cry, but most notably 2010's Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, which I have yet to watch, and it comes on every day. I should probably watch it. Also, although the film grossed around $335 million worldwide, it was seen by the industry as a flop and did not fulfill producer Jerry Bruckheimer's prediction to become the next Pirates of the Caribbean. Ubisoft has long harbored ambitions of creating its own productions, though, with CEO Yves Guillemot speaking in 2008 of his vision of turning the company into a fully-fledged multimedia entertainment business. To this end, Ubisoft's Quebec studio is increasingly focused on its animation and CGI business. Back in 2008, Ubisoft also acquired Canadian special effects house Hybrid Technologies, noted for their work on films such as Spy Kids, Sin City, and 300. Now that's good. Oh. All right, I stand corrected. Well, I haven't stand corrected. I stand interested now, let's put it that way. Although no television and movie projects have yet resulted from the company's investments, it has seen considerable success with its mix of live-action and CGI promotions for the Assassin's Creed series. The first episode in Hybrid's Lineage short series became the most viewed video on YouTube since the day of its launch, whilst the company also saw similar success with other shorts based on the franchise. Well, I'm not going to say they can't do it. It's a big risk. It's a big risk, but maybe it'll pay off. And I say anything that lets me see Jake Gyllenhaal without a shirt is a good thing. So,
yep.
So I'm very happy about. I'm gonna go watch that today. I need to meet some Jake Gyllenhaal in my life.
Don't blame you. You know what's right now?
What?
Sony.
Uh-oh. Is there more PSN Ocalypse stuff?
Well, this one isn't so much PSN Ocalypse. It's Sony Ocalypse. Oh, yes. I told you yesterday that they're in the mode to take them down.
I don't know what you said, GLaDOS, but I'm scared. I don't know what's going on.
I know, right? I hate you, calm crap.
Ah, there you are. There you are. See, are you opening stuff or stuff is closing? Because that's, I think maybe. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, wow. It's just being crazy. Stop it, Comcast.
Open this Firefox, too. What's going on? Well, I got Skype open, of course, but hey.
Can't close the Skype.
No, can't close the Skype. All right, so I told you yesterday that Sony Online website was taken down. They host all their MMOs and everything. And that there was a possible user data and credit card thing going on? We're right. Yes, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. As promised, Sony Online Entertainment has updated its official site to let customers know why it took down its services earlier yesterday. To say it isn't good news for customers is a major understatement. According to the update, SOE took its game services down because of an intrusion that saw much of the same personal data and credit card info compromised by outside sources, similar to what happened to the PlayStation Network. It says personal related to SOE accounts may have been stolen in a cyber attack. AFN is what I use when I've actually done something and I'm trying to break it to you gently. I may have done such and such. So, in other words, they did do such and such. All right, so what all data did they get? This data includes names, addresses, city, state, zip, country, email addresses, gender, birth date, phone number, login name, and hashed password. And it's patient information from an database from 2007 was compromised during the attack. This database contained approximately 12,700 non-U.S. customer credit or debit card numbers and expiration dates, but not credit card security codes, and about 10,700 direct debit records listing bank account numbers of some customers in Germany, Austria, Netherlands, and Spain may have also been obtained. SOE says there is no evidence that its main credit card database
Yep, all that's gone. So no evidence of its main credit card base, and you went to GLaDOS again on us.
GLaDOS, I think... No?
I heard the no clearly.
calm crap, I hate you. Why are you being mean to me? Yeah, I'm still filing a report. BBB report, guys. Guess I'm tired of complaining. Some are reporting that this was a second separate attack, an attack independent of the original attack on PSN. Am I still GLaDOS?
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
No, I'm good? All right. The statement read, we had previously believed SOE customer data had not been obtained in the cyber attacks on the company. But on May 1st, we concluded that SOE account information may have been stolen, and we are notifying you as soon as possible. To deal with the situation, SOE has taken all game services offline, have engaged an outside security firm, and have taken steps to secure all of its games and services.
Ooh, very clear.
Mm-hmm. The usual advice that Sony offered to PlayStation Network users has been recycled for the SOE security breach. The best thing that SOE users can do is contact their bank or credit card company and cancel their cards. And we will have more on the story as it develops. Sony, what are you doing, Sony? Seriously.
And it's much worse when it moved to the online entertainment because all you guys are going, ooh. Let me put two words in your head. LucasArts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that covers a lot of games. Just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh. Thank God for green tea and coffee. My head's finally starting to clear. Thank you.
I wish mine would. My throat hurts.
Oh, it's hot to change your foot.
This weather's killing us, guys. Y'all have no idea.
Yeah, it's winter in Texas today, and it's actually summer. So figure that out.
And it was summer like 2 days ago.
Yes. Those of you who say there's no such thing as global warming, there's nothing wrong with the planet. You need to come live in Texas. This is not right what's happening outside.
No.
It's not right. And that's why I sound like the phone sex operator this morning, too, because this is about as this is about as loud as I can talk. All right. Apparently, children need to know the dangers of landmines. I don't know why, but apparently they need to know. I guess it could help.
Because I'm pretty sure anybody who's playing games lives in an area with landmines, right?
Well, it could be, you know, when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Oh, yeah. I plant those all around my house.
Yes, to keep the zombies away. So maybe that's why. But a company, the developers of a video game called Undercover UXO, short for Unexploded Ordnance, aims to teach children, actually not here in the U.S., in Cambodia and other war-torn regions about the dangers of landmines and other explosive devices, remnants of past wars in the region. In Cambodia, explosive devices have injured nearly 64,000 people in the last 3 decades, according to the Cambodian Mine Explosives Remnant of War Victim Information System. I didn't know this existed, so learn something new every day. Around 286 people were injured last year. The new video game was designed by professors at Michigan State University using a $78,000 grant from the State Department. The game has been selected by the Golden West Humanitarian Foundation for a pilot run in Cambodia. So far, the game has been tested on children in its Phnom Penh office. Sorry, I'm ruining that. Before introducing it to the communities that are more rural and where the dangers of mines is even more prevalent. Good gracious. See this? Okay, so the video game uses a system that turns mistakes that would be deadly in real life into valuable lessons. In the game, players guide a pet dog to food while avoiding hidden dangers. Players increase their scores by recognizing danger indicators such as skull and bone signs or even subtle visual clues such as barbed wire fences. Distribution is proving to be a challenge because it was originally designed for use on a $100 laptop. You know, the laptops you see on TV, you buy one, we'll give one to kids in Cambodia or whoever, and it's called the XO-1 computer. The latest version of the game can be used on PCs and the XO-1. with plans to make it available for Macs and Linux. There are no plans for smartphones, and the web versions of the game will come at a later date. They're hoping that this game will make its way to countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan, of course, where the dangers of war are still a reality. And that is from actually the LA Times by way of Serious Games source. So it could be helpful. You know what? I dare say maybe all little kids should play this because you never know. We've been lucky here, but you just never know.
It's true. You never know. All right, I've got more news on the whole debacle.
Ooh, somebody put ginger in a paper bag.
Somebody put ginger in a paper bag?
Yep.
Am I still warbly?
You went warbly and fuzzy, and I can't find other adjectives to describe, but I think you're back for a little bit.
Talk quick. Okay. So, did I pack
this? I said talk quick, and as soon as you did. Oh, Comcast is not like our ginger. Oh, she's mad. I don't know what she's saying, but it's not good, people.
No.
Mm-mm. It is not good. Mm-mm. Okay, try again then. Try again.
Yeah.
Nope. You were back for a second. I actually hear static. Is the wind high where you are?
The wind is crazy here today. I don't know. But I'm inside the house, so...
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a line somewhere that's having some issues.
You know what, Time Warner? Your customer service is crap, your service is crap, and now you're going to charge me more. I hate you.
See, that's kismet right there, because every time you swear at them, it clears right up.
I hate you, Time Warner.
Okay, I hear you clearly. Do it. Did you go?
Sony's online gaming services were being taken down this morning. The PlayStation blog was updated, denying reports that hackers tried to sell back millions of stolen credit cards to the company. Sony's Patrick Seibold said that the reports were false and that no one in the company recalled such an event occurring. The seedy underbelly of the internet where credit cards are bought and sold every day probably disagrees, but that's Sony's official stance on the subject. Of course, if such an offer were made, it would not make much sense to buy back a list that would obviously be copied and resold anyways. From the PlayStation blog, we want to state this again, given the increase in speculation about credit card information being used fraudulently. One report indicated that a group tried to sell millions of credit card numbers back to Sony. To my knowledge, there is no truth to this report of a list or that Sony was offered an opportunity to purchase the list. Seibold also said, contrary to published reports, passwords were not stored in plain text file. On the other point to clarify is from this weekend's press conference. While the passwords that were stored were not encrypted, they were transformed using a cryptographic hash function. There is a difference between these two types of security measures, which is why we said the passwords had not been encrypted. But I want to be very clear that the passwords were not stored in our database in clear text form. You can read the rest of it, which offers some additional security warnings to users, at the PlayStation blog, which is blog.us.playstation.com.
That was so clear and lovely.
Yay!
I think Ginger deserves a hand for that. Yay, let's give Ginger applause. Ginger is angry. Ginger smash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any of y'all want to volunteer to be the thing I smash?
Run, people. Run. I tell you to run. All right. Well, I have lost my news story.
Well, what we have here.
Okay, here we go. Well, actually, I actually had some more PSN Ocalypse stuff. As soon as it loads, what is going on? What is going on with Comcast today?
Mm-mm, girl. Mm-mm.
They are epic fail in Texas. I'm serious. I'm starting some kind of petition or demand or something today. I have to figure out where I'm going to go. But when I do, it's on our Facebook right next to my pictures of Link. Hi, Link.
Mm-hmm. Right next to Link.
That's right. So as soon as I find it, we got to do this. I got to get some files. I can't take it. I can't. I need some fiber optics internet connection. See how y'all like that.
T1 file. Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, now you're talking dirty. It's too early in the morning for that. That's hot. Okay, so the U.S. and Australian governments are questioning Sony Yes, as a security crisis, which racks Sony, grows ever more serious, the corporation has been firefighting on many fronts to contain the potential damage. Firstly, Sony, of course, has vigorously denied the reports that hackers have attempted to sell stolen information back to the company, which Ginger just told you about. And I won't repeat the quote from the PlayStation blog. You can go read what Patrick is saying over there. But Sony's woes don't end with the consolation of its customers. Governments have also been making their unhappiness apparent. Following the initial involvement of U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a House of Representatives subcommittee has also sent a letter to Sony asking for information about the attack. The letter is addressed to Sony Chairman Kazuo Hirai. I'm sorry, Kazuo Hirai. You know, I'll give up. And it asked 13 questions regarding when Sony was first discovered the evidence of the attack, who was responsible, what steps it's taking to mitigate the effects of the breach. The UK Information Commissioner's Office, also known as ICO, has already indicated it is to quiz Sony over the breach, but it's not yet clear if the other government agencies will also become involved. In Australia, the scandal has inspired the federal government to announce plans for a law forcing companies to disclose privacy breaches. In their newspaper, WA Today reports that 1.5 million Australian accounts were affected, and I'm rounding down, were affected as a result of the Sony attack, with 280,000 credit card details compromised. Although there's no indication when the law might come into use, the Australian government has also questioned Sony over their actions and security, with Privacy Minister Brendan O'Connor commenting that he is very concerned over the data loss. And they're also saying O'Connor's also saying Sony isn't alone. We've seen serious privacy-related incidents in recent months involving other large companies. All companies that collect customers' personal data must ensure that the information is safe and secure from misuse, and they don't. So I'm hoping this will be the good thing that comes out of this. Sony, y'all really put your foot in it, people. But I'm still cheering for you. I'm still in your corner. I'm not even a Sony or PSN fangirl, but I'm still in your corner just due to the fact that, you know, you gave me hours of fun with EverQuest from SOE. So I'm going to cheer for you. Come on, Sony. Get up. Confucius say, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Get up, Sony. Get up.
Get up, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can, Warbly Girl.
Yeah. My Skype is doing something weird. So hopefully I'm still here.
You're still here. Was I muted when I said that, Warbly Girl?
No.
Oh, she went back to the warble. Poor picture. Oh.
I don't know what's going on. Still warbly?
Say again.
Yeah. I guess I'm still warbly.
Oh, nope, you're clear. Go, quick.
I'm there. All right. Games can help children with cystic fibrosis. A new study uses a mix of video games and a digital spirometer as an input device to help children with cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is one of the most common chronic lung diseases found in children and young adults. It can cause excessive amounts of mucus to build up in the lungs and digestive tract, making breathing difficult. Traditionally, to clear mucus from the airways, parents must do breathing exercises called huffing several times a day. Many children often refuse to do this, so doctors found a way to get them to do it while having fun playing video games. Leading author Peter M. Bingham, M.D., a software designer.
Wait. Go.
Nope,
that didn't help. Wait. Okay. Now go.
Back. See, that is weird. I got to tell you about this later. All right. Lead author Peter M. Bingham, M.D., and student software designers came up with a variety of games that are controlled by a digital spirometer, a device that can measure how much and how fast air is subject to breathing out. One game created by students at Chaplin College in Vermont uses the player's breath to drive a race car down a track, fill up the gas tank, and wash the car. In another game, players explore a wilderness hunting for treasure. When the player encounters an animal covered in slime, they blow the slime off the animal to earn more treasure. Prior to study, subjects would not carry out the huffing exercise with any regularity. During the study, subjects were huffing more than they did before the study.
Warble, wait, because this is a good story. Wait. Now go.
Although there was no difference in the amount of huffing in the game period compared to that of the control period, Even though subjects use the spirometer during the gameplay and control period, their ability to take a deep ball proves almost.
Oh no! Stop it, Comcast. Yeah, we're not getting any of that. Okay, there you are. Now I can hear you singing.
All right. So after gameplay, their ability to take a deep breath called vital capacity improved. The study was presented on April 30th at the Pediatric Academic Societies, PAS, in Denver. Yay! So they help children with cystic fibrosis. How awesome is that?
That is pretty awesome. Well, we've been getting a lot of those stories lately that we're using games to do great things with the kids. I love it.
I do love it.
We're going to take a quick break, give Ginger a warble break. It's a little early to take a break. We got about 4 minutes. I could probably squeeze one in, but I'm not going to. We want to give Ginger a chance to get out of warble land. Remember, if you are listening to us live, you'll have to download to hear the rest of our news. If you're not, we'll be back in just a moment, in about 3 or 4 minutes, maybe less. And I have to play this in honor of my new boyfriend that's sitting on my desk because I just love him. I love you, Link. You can find this news and other news at GamerNHX.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. If you love us, favorite us. Even if you don't love us, favorite us anyway. See, now Ginger's coming through loud and clear. Warble, warble, warble.
Yay!
No warble.
It's Link. He's here to save the day.
He is. Oh, it's my new boyfriend. I love you, Link. Let's give Link kisses on the air. His sword is floppy, though.
Not commenting. Sure, you know how to fix that cord. Just a little bit.
It's interesting to me, dirty Twitters. Ginger, that's dirty.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not dirty.
Sure, that's dirty.
Mm-hmm. All right. I added without lube to that one. And now y'all are all wondering, what did Ginger say?
Well, you should be following us on Twitter, and you know exactly what Ginger said. Mm-hmm. We're at Gamer Girls Radio to follow us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We have
foul mouth, by the way.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes. She sounds all sweet and innocent, but you all don't know the half. My goodness, the girl's bad.
Bam! Going.
Please, it's okay. Well, I was about to read you guys a German press release, but I don't speak German, so that would be horrible.
You could try.
No. I'm not going to try. I can't speak any German. I can't even pretend. With the French, I could pretend because I know how the words sound. Can't do it. Let me do a couple of quickies, and then I'm going to do a full story. Ginger doesn't mind. Are you okay with that? Yeah.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Oh, and remind me, Future Mark, say that word to me after the show. Right after. Future Mark.
Future Mark.
Okay, so you parents out there should know, I got this in the mail today. I don't know how we got on Nick Jr.'s mailing list, but I figure I'll tell you. Those of you parents out there that have little people will be happy to know that Nick Jr. has released Dora the Explorer and Blue's Clues on iTunes.
Yes.
So you might want to check that out. That's not pretty much all they've told me in this press release. This is the oddest press release I've ever seen. Ironically, well, I will share this much with you. Ironically, Nick Jr., the TV network, is a division of MTV Networks. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Wow. I think that's all from them. That's why I said I had to do it quickly. I don't know why they sent that to us. I don't know how we got on their list, but hey, love is love. Okay. We also have... Wait a minute. Come here. Okay. Okay, so Reverb Games sent this over to us. We also love Reverb. They have, some of you may not like this, but I figure I'll tell you anyway. They are releasing on their Facebook page, which I'll put that up for you shortly, and along with a trailer, where they're saying you can go backstage with New Boys in New Boys The World Live on Facebook now. They're also doing a preview of the New Boys hit Better With The Lights Off featuring Chris Brown, Stop It, in the game today. It's the name of the company is Funtactics. Working with Reverb Games, a worldwide developer and publisher of online worlds and social games, announced that they will be releasing The New Boys, The World, the official avatar-based social game for a hip-hop duo featuring Ben J, and I'm going to need you to not do that, guy, that's bad, and Legacy is now live and open to fans through The New Boys' official fanbook page. In the first of many in-game events, The New Boys reviewed a new track in-game from their soon-to-launch album, Too Cool to Care, which hit stores May 17th. You can visit New Boys The World today and jump into the video room to hear Better With The Lights Off featuring Chris Brown. New Boys The World gives you an all-access virtual pass to go backstage for a one-of-a-kind interactive experience with the New Boys themselves as you dive into events, concerts, games, and more. You can create and customize an avatar, personalize your look with New Boys stylings, socialize with other hip-hop fans, and be the first to gain access to exclusive New Boys information, music, and videos. You can download the trailer, which we will have up for you as well in just a short bit. Well, I'm not sure I'm wanting to do this, but maybe I'll pop over. You never know. It might be interesting. They're saying that you can there's customizable threads from fitted jeans and baggy tees to caps and knicks.
Ooh.
You can customize your fully animated character with hundreds of clothing combinations that unlock as you level up. You can Yes, you can meet the boys. Meet and interact with Ben J and Legacy, you heard me? As they send you on quests to complete while you hang with other New Boys fans. Plus, join Ben J. I do not like his name. Why would you name yourself after a dog from the movies in the 70s? Why? And Legacy for live events as they jump online and chat with fans. You also get insider access. You get exclusive information and access to new music and videos before anyone else. There's also free for all. Free is good. Play for free as long as you want with the premium items available for purchase. That's not free.
No, that doesn't sound very free.
That sounds just free to you want to buy stuff. And those people will get first billing. Funtactics saying that they created avatar-based online social games for artists is what they do, creating a first-of-a-kind of its kind backstage pass for fans to enter the official world of their favorite musicians. The experiences are built for fans with ongoing artist involvement, creating a new channel for delivering complete experience that extends beyond the music.
Ooh.
You can, of course, go over and check out Funtactics' website at funtactics.com.
Funtactics.
They were formed in 2006, they're saying, and they're a pioneer in web-based gaming, although for some reason we've never heard of them. But hey, there's first time.
We've never heard of you, so.
Oh, well, anyway, we'll have that up for you shortly if you want to go and check that out. I don't know if I want to check it out. I don't. Let me. You know, I'm a hip-hop fan, so I'll go listen, and I'll let you know on Facebook. If you don't see a post of me on Facebook, they suck. Because this new hip-hop is not the real stuff. I lost my story now.
You lost your story?
Go ahead. See, now you're not warbling. I think it's BT maybe that's warbling you during the show. Isn't that weird?
I don't think it is, because I'm sitting here watching my Skype do this weird swirly thing.
But you're fine now, completely. You sound so clear.
God.
You sound so clear you could be sitting here. But if you were sitting here, I'd tell you, stay away from my man on my desk.
I don't want me playing his floppy sword.
Yes.
I may help him get it up.
daytime.
I was talking about the sword.
Sure.
Australian government planning law in response to PSN security breach. I'm pulling this from Game Politics this morning. Looks like they pulled it from WA Today. Who pulled it from? GI Biz. According to a report in newspaper WA Today, the Australian government announced plans to create a law forcing companies to disclose privacy breaches to the public. Newspaper WA Today reports that 1,560,791 Australian accounts were affected as a result of the attack on Sony's PlayStation Network, along with 280,000 credit card details. A timeline for the introduction of this proposal was not revealed, but the government seems to be serious about it. In addition to planning a new law to deal with events like Sony's, the government has criticized the company over the way it has handled its security problems. Privacy Minister Brendan O'Connor recently said that he is very concerned over the data loss, but Sony isn't the only company he is concerned about when it comes to security and privacy issues. O'Connor says, Sony isn't alone. We've seen serious privacy-related incidents. Oh, you did that one already. Hey, I'm reading old news. Yay! I'm telling you. All right, fine, 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 fine. If all else fails, pull out the Destructopus. yes, Destructopus now available and causing total mayhem in the Apple iTunes App Store. Epic Monster Rampage game released to critical acclaim. Independent developers at Glitchsoft have finally unleashed their highly anticipated blockbuster title, Destructopus, to the App Store. This awesome-looking, highly addicting 2D side-scroller has already gained impressive popularity in the international press and is finally available to the casual consumer in the Apple's iTunes App Store. Woohoo, all right. Ginger cannot read. Featuring pixel-perfect controls, explosive physics-based action, demanding but rewarding attack combos, and immensely challenging multipliers, Destructopus is all action from start to finish. Crisp, colorful, and highly intuitive, this game proves that an old-school side-scroller, if done right, is the perfect complement to your iOS handheld. Having been through extensive testing and having received positive previews and exclusive reviews from major press outlets all over the world, that you just released yesterday, by the way, so I don't know how you got this so soon. Anyways, Destructopus is finally ready for the masses to enjoy. In this incredible action-packed game, the world as we know it is a downward spiral. Climate change, over-industrialization, deforestation, and pollution are ruining the planet. And unless you intervene in time and fight for Mother Earth by destroying all mega-corporation polluters, the environment is doomed. You play as the Destructopus, defender of the Earth and a peace-loving ocean creature, rudely awoken by oil exploration and facing the facts that nature has been put into chaos. And only you can do something about it. Pull out the big attacks, roast those destructive polluters, and put an end to the devastation of the Earth. This is your rampage, and mercy is not an option.
That's how that sounds.
I know, right? Featuring side-scrolling 2D action-packed gameplay and four visually beautiful-looking terrains to liberate, including city, forest, desert, and industrial, there is plenty of action with more than 25 enemy types and end-of-level bosses. It's more than enough to keep your destructive fingers dealing out revenge. They are not giving me a price, but it is on the Apple iTunes Store right now. I can't tell you all about that, but I may get that. Anyways, so, Destructopus, now available.
You are out of order.
Out of order all day long.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, just when you thought it was safe, there's another conference. Yes, not go back onto the internet. Another conference. Yeah. Well, we've been telling you about this anyway, but now there's advanced ticket sales for Gamescom. Yay! So Ingolstadt, yes, I may have butchered that. Saturn has announced sounded the bell for advanced ticket sales for Gamescom 2011. So from done with the dates. What?
Girl, I don't know.
So from the 18th to the 21st of August this year, the motto at the trade fair grounds in Cologne, Germany, will be Celebrate the Games. That's where the largest trade fair and event highlight for interactive games and entertainment will be held. Gaming fans from all over the world are already eagerly awaiting this event and can hardly wait to find out about the latest international trends and innovations in the interactive entertainment sector. Anyone wanting to join in the fun can now purchase the highly coveted tickets at all 144 Saturn stores in Germany. Gamescom, again, will be opening its doors to the general public from the 18th to the 21st of August for the third time. Following the success of their past 2 years, numerous exhibitors have again increased the size of their booths, thus creating more room for games and the latest innovations. This year, Saturn is once again the exclusive partner for tickets to the trade fair. They call it the Ticket to Happiness. Which is an admission ticket to the Gamescom, is therefore now available at all Saturn stores throughout Germany. Those purchasing a ticket can choose between day tickets for Thursday and Friday, costing €10. Did you already do this?
Yes, I think so.
You guys with PRs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those days, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have to, you know, we didn't have our little meeting this morning. That's what our problem is. And I'm full of Benadryl. So, and I heard her reading this, and I still have it open.
Yeah, I'm over here typing up a request for my promo code, Destructopus, so I was half listening. My bad.
Well, in my defense, me monster, hear me roar.
Oh, wait, did I do that one?
No.
I may have done that one.
I don't think so. Me monster, hear me roar.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, following the recent publicized Sony PSN issues, the release dates of Me Monster, Hear Me Roar are, of course, delayed. Why would they do this? What's with them with the PR and they just copy and paste the second to first? Anyway, moving along. See, you guys can see behind the curtain. This is what goes on. The name of the game, again, is Me Monster, Hear Me Roar. Master Shu and Monster are eagerly awaiting information on the revised dates for when their roaring game will be released. They will be in touch as soon as monstrously possible. So what we're going to do for you lovely people is make sure we give you the links. You can go check out the game. They have a Facebook page, Me Monster World. Monster and Monster spell M-O-N-S-T-A-R, which is not the correct spelling because some of you don't know. They also have a website, memonster.com, and they're saying it's not open yet, but it's coming. You can also check them out on YouTube at Cohort Studios. Cohort Studios was founded back in 2006 and is in its fifth year of business. So as one of the leading game development studios in the UK, Cohort is registered as an official developer across all current home console formats, comprising a team of 25 deliciously delectable UK people. And based in the vibrant Scottish city of Dundee. Ooh.
Dundee. Ooh, that
is. Do you have their number? I am so calling over there after the show just to talk to you, Grant Alexander, marketing manager, just to hear you talk. I don't know what you're going to talk about. I'm just going to listen to you. they're wholly owned by three founding directors, Lol Scragg, who's the CEO, Bruce McNeish, CTO, and Darren Thomas, CCO, who between them have over 46 years of experience in game development and having worked on projects for companies as diverse as Cygenesis, Bullfrog, oh, I loved Bullfrog, who got bought out by EA, Sony Computer Entertainment Europe, EA, and Visual Science. Oh, they've been with some big people. Cohort Studios is responsible for bringing the hugely successful Buzz Junior franchise to the PlayStation 3 platform, and most recently, The Shoot, a first-party PlayStation Move launch title for SCEE, released back in October. Cohort Studios is also proud to be the first Scottish game developer to be recognized to be a recognized investor in People, a UK government-backed business improvement framework that has special focus on employee relations. And again, you can visit their site at cohortstudios.com.
Ooh, that's hot.
And I'm calling over there. I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what we're going to talk about because their game's not released yet. I'm just going to ask for Grant and say, Grant, can you just read me a story?
Can you just talk to me for a little bit? Just talk.
Read
All
me.
You got to do is just talk.
I want you to read me Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, yes. Okay. Ginger, you still with us? Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. Are we ready for another one? Or
actually, we don't. It's about time for us to go.
Yeah, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that. I finally got a response from Time Warner on Twitter. Go to Twitter. Check that out. That's awesome.
Oh, you should always ask for them on Twitter. Yeah, mm-hmm. Comcast.
I went to their Twitter page.
Yes. They'll respond quickly because that travels like fire. I don't want anybody to
And the rest you can keep.